The Magical Candy Adventure. Once in a small, colorful town, there were two friends named Peter and Charlie who dreamt of visiting the most amazing chocolate factory ever, owned by the marvelous Mr. Coco. It was a place filled with rivers of chocolate and waterfalls of shimmering sugar. One day, Peter and Charlie learned that Mr. Coco had hidden 10 magical golden tickets in his candy bars all over the world. These tickets would grant access to his secret chocolate haven. Charlie was a dreamer, his eyes full of hope, while Peter believed that hard work could make any dream come true. Around town, other kids found tickets. Violet, with a love for gum, Salt, a spoiled kid with a sweet tooth, and Mike, who was more interested in the computers that made the candy than the treats themselves. Aries was the new kid in town, mysterious yet just as eager to win. The day arrived and... announced the start of the grand tour. Mr. Coco welcomed them with a twinkle in his eye. Violet couldn't resist chewing a piece of experimental gum and suddenly turned blue, expanding like a giant blueberry. Salt, in a tantrum, fell down a fell. To the factory's recycling plant. Mike, fascinated by a candy teleporter, pushed a button before anyone could stop him and disappeared into a... Aries tried a piece of everlasting candy, and to everyone's surprise, transformed into a walking, talking piece of candy himself. In the end, it was the kindness and honesty of Charlie and Peter that impressed Mr. Coco the most. Through the chocolate mazes and candy puzzles, they had helped each other and stayed true to their hearts. And so, it was they who won the most extraordinary prize of all, a share in the chocolate factory, becoming the guardians of the sweetest secrets. Mr. Coco knew the factory would be in good hands with Charlie's imagination and Peter's dedication resonating in every delicious treat they would create, spreading joy far beyond the town to children everywhere. And as for our other adventurers, they learned valuable lessons and were all returned safely home, just a little wiser than before.